Good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Now, don't be nervous.
Okay, I won't.
It's just a telephone call. I mean, you're sitting in your own house.
Actually, I'm pacing in my house.
You're
around the kitchen, picking up things.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, that's good. And is Rod available? Is he on another line? Or is...
He is available, and he can be on another line.
Well, put him on there, because I'm going to want his input. You know, he's the total Mr. Skeptical.
Rod, you have to pick up the phone. He'll be on in just
a second. All right, that's great. So, good morning, dear. Thank you. And you know, I very, very much appreciate your taking time to do this. I know you were a little hesitant, but I know that, you know, in the end, you and I are going to help somebody else.
How, I hope so.
How did you come to get, how did you learn about nutrition response testing? How did you come?
I heard it first on the radio.
We're losing you. Are you on your cell phone?
No, but we have both extensions up. That could be.
Oh, well, why don't you hang up one? Hang up one, and then we'll bring him on, you know, for his point of view as we go. You got it? Okay, good. So, in the meantime, are you there, Jude? Okay. In the meantime, I guess maybe we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. It's live radio. Why don't you pull up the phone call? No phone call? Okay. Well, we're having lots of technical difficulties. In any event. While we're sorting things out, let's talk about food sensitivities and what they are and where they come from. Most people who have food sensitivities basically don't understand how they got them. You start eating a food and you just, you know, there's just something about your digestive system or something about, I mean, you actually get a symptom and like a upset stomach or a headache or, you know, I mean, could be anything. Could be skin outbreak. It could be... just about anything. How did that happen? Well, there are a number of theories, and none of them totally settled, but I will tell you that elimination of the foods is absolutely key. There are some technologies out there that claim to desensitize you to these sensitivities, and in some cases it works extremely well. But without handling the underlying nutritional deficiencies, as well as what many of you have heard me talk about, barriers to healing, then such desensitization can be temporary. Useful, but temporary. So the digestive system basically has been compromised. I mean, that is the primary a reason for, or the experience, actually, of the symptoms that result. Your digestive system has been compromised. And how does that happen? Well, there are some very simple answers to that question. And one of them, of course, is eating processed foods. And processed foods essentially don't contain any vital nutrition. That's right. They're dead. Processed foods are dead for the most part. And then you've got your genetically modified foods. And I know, I just read an article in the New York Times from someone who is claiming that there is no science that says that genetically modified foods are harmless and that we should allow every food under the planet as science and technology can create and throw it out there in the universe and, you know, we'll have as much food as we can possibly need. And this person needs some serious psychotherapy. Genetically modified foods have been shown in many instances. Mostly anecdotal, I believe, but then, of course, anecdotal has been sort of slammed. I will tell you anecdotal information for the most part. That is, if you are experiencing a symptom, then things are real for you. And so they're very real for most folks who have food sensitivity. So genetically modified foods are a really big problem. And I've actually done a show on that in an earlier time, and I don't want to go into the details of that. But the third thing is that your processed foods, or even unprocessed that contain or are processed with chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides of the synthetic nature, definitely pose a problem. Your body simply becomes toxic to them. I think we've got our guests back on. So let me welcome back Jude. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
We get that squared away? Okay, good. So how did you come to nutrition response testing in the first place?
I heard the program on the radio approximately I would hesitate to say, but I think it's about 2 years ago.
2 years?
I heard it again.
Yes.
More recently, and then again, and finally it sunk in.
So what? But what was it that sunk in?
The fact that what I've known for a long time is that it really does make a difference what we eat. Makes a big difference.
You mean, and so your favorite, you know, chocolate brownies were serving only one purpose, entertainment?
Oh, yeah. That's true. And the ice cream
and the
other sweets that I thoroughly enjoyed at the time. But I think in the back of my mind, I really knew that that wasn't the it wasn't nutrition that I was getting.
Yeah, yeah. And so what? Why were you looking for help in the first place? What were you suffering from that caused you to reach out and do this?
Well, Paul, I've had back problems for a number of years, lower back pain, to the point where I couldn't. I had to use pillows when I drove, or even sitting in a movie theater got uncomfortable after a while. So I did stretches. I saw massage therapists. I saw chiropractors, but never had satisfaction.
But they were helpful. At times.
Some things were helpful and some things were not.
Didn't change much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So low back pain was your main thing. I know you had some other things ongoing.
Right. Dry skin I was concerned about. But I think the biggest thing is that Rod and I consider ourselves to be proactive about certain things. We try to be prepared or get prepared. And we're not getting younger. The way that works, you know.
Actually, I would beg to differ. I think you have gotten younger.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Anyway, I think it helps if you make the effort. And we've always been conscious, food conscious. We haven't always been the best at doing that, but we've been conscious of it.
True.
And so
yeah.
It wasn't that difficult to make the next step to come to your presentation.
And so you actually came to a talk, didn't you?
We did at the Embassy Suites. And I think pretty much going in, we knew that we were going to end up being part of the whole program. But that just clinched it.
What? How so?
Well, after meeting you, after meeting Isla, meeting your wife, listening to you, and looked at each other and said, this works for us. We need to do this.
Was there anything that I said there that hasn't turned out to be true so far?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nothing.
So you had the low back and you had the dry skin. Was there anything else? I mean, wasn't there an energy thing?
Oh, let's see. What else can I bring
it's
to mind?
It's been so long since you've experienced it. You know.
Well, right. But and just a forgetfulness, as you term it, brain fog.
Brain fog, yeah.
Not feeling like I was accomplishing what I could be accomplishing if I could, you know, think more clearly and be more energetic, have more energy. Let's see. I can't think of
it. I just love it. You're so terrific. I love it. And that's what happens, right? I mean, if we as human beings actually were totally in touch with and had to remember all of our maladies and you know, painful experiences and moments, boy, I don't even know if we could really, you know, make it.
Well, you know, I think we'd have to be suffering from them to remember them quickly.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Since I am not, that's the reason I can't.
Yeah. And so you mentioned it. You were using, I mean, you had, especially for the low back pain, you had reached out. You'd utilized some other strategies or treatment therapies. You talked about chiropractic. You talked about acupuncture. Two things that I'm highly in favor of. And then you talked, were you using any vitamins or vitamin supplements?
No, except for a daily vitamin,
which was basically going nowhere, correct?
Right. Which, you know, I didn't know whether it was working or not, but it suggested use, so.
Isn't that the case? Isn't that the case that before you know, your own nutritional healing program, it was just almost impossible to tell whether these vitamins were working or not.
Yes.
But
yes.
Not anymore.
No. Not anymore.
Which means to the, you know, a logical mind, that they couldn't have been working.
Right. Looking back.
Right. Looking back. So for all you folks out there, if you can't tell whether or not your vitamins are doing anything, then they're not.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's like it's like you're settling for what's happening. It's accepted, or it says on the label that it will do this, this, and this. But if you're not sick, maybe they're working.
Right. If you've got nothing to compare it to.
Right.
And then the other thing is, if you don't have anybody, you know, it's like so many things. If you don't have someone to actually show you how it works, and then it works,
right,
then you never really know, you know, truly, for real, for certain, that it does.
That it does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which is really kind of cool. So what was the evaluation painful?
No.
Was it unusual?
No. It wasn't. And, in fact, it was quite a pleasant visit. I mean, it was the first visit, and every visit since. I mean, we just have improved steadily. Sometimes there's some blocking and switching, which is...
Ooh, two technical terms that I am not going to go into on the show. But,
okay. But
so wonderful that you even use them. I tell you what, you're just tickling me to death.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called.
Yes, because it means that we're learning.
Yeah.
Right? It means that and wouldn't you say that you are definitely getting more control over now over you know how you feel, what your quality of life is?
Oh, yes. Yes. In fact, we were talking about it, thinking about it that it truly is a lifestyle change. And unless you're willing to wait and let things happen to you, and nobody knows what's going to come in the future as far as health or well-being or disease. And so if you're not willing to step out there and do something about it, then it's not a very good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you were talking about a little is that nobody knows whether or not you're going to die today or tomorrow. I mean, nobody really knows that. But at the end of the day, it's all about what happens between now and then. And so this is for quality of life, mm-hmm. Right? It's not for longevity. I personally really don't, you know, promote longevity of life. I mean, because our whole medical system is based on longevity of life, right?
True.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, you people spend pretty much most of the money they've saved in their entire life, except for millionaires and billionaires, on healthcare in the last 5 years of their life.
True.
For what?
for sitting and watching TV, or you know,
or sucking oxygen,
taking out to dinner once a month. I don't know, but
yeah.
It's not very inviting.
Right. Right. I mean, there's no vitality for, unfortunately, for many, many folks. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm going to do everything that I learn about and can put in action to be able to avoid such a fate. That's my commitment to, you know, to vitality.
Right.
I mean, don't you think now?
I mean, like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And now you actually have the... Yeah, you have you're starting to develop the tools, and you've got tools to actually experience such a thing.
I do.
And so what results so far?
What results so far?
Yeah, what results? I mean, with you, with the program, and, you know, talk about that.
Well, this morning I was up bright and early, and I took an hour walk, hike, so to speak, and I'm determined to do that every day. Our meals, our shopping, everything is easier, really, I'll have to say the first couple of weeks were a little difficult.
They were challenging.
They were challenging.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But never would, you know, you think about stopping, because within a few days you can, your digestion is improved. Let's see, we eat a lot better foods. We know that what we're putting in our bodies is better than what we had been in the past. We both like the way we eat.
You're eating whole foods now.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you have raw to cook food. Them. You have to cook them.
We do.
So you might be, and I don't know, but you might be sacrificing a little bit of convenience for a whole lot of pain-free, high-quality, life.
Right.
So what about the symptoms? What's happened with those?
Well, as far as my back goes, there are days when I feel like it just feels strong, just feels stronger.
And how long ago was that?
That was probably, a month ago.
Yeah, but I mean, before that, how many times could you even say such a thing?
I was always conscious of the moves I made, the things I lifted, the way I walked. I watched for holes in, you know, that I could step into or accidentally step off a sidewalk, you know, the wrong way.
Oh, my
goodness.
Because
I would feel a reaction.
Right. Not using a pillow to drive now, are you?
No. I'm not.
Amazing.
As a matter of fact, it's in the car, but I'm not using it.
Amazing. Amazing. So yeah. Pain is all but gone most of the time.
Right. Exactly.
After how many years?
Oh. probably.
Many.
20,
oh,
25.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, can you hold, Jude?
I can.
Because we've got to take a break. This is Radio Time.
Okay.
Thanks so much.